I'm Christopher Neal, Director of Research at the Dougherty Water for Food Institute.
Okay, we have coming up very shortly a Water for Food Global Conference that's being hosted by the Dougherty Water for Food Institute at the University of Nebraska. Tell us a little bit about this event. This is a sixth annual event. Tell us about the event and what will be the focus of it.
Well, the focus of this year's event is about data, about how to use all the different and new forms of data ranging from satellite imagery, sensors that are placed in fields, water quality sensors, all sorts of data that's being generated now, positional information, how to use that to manage water and agricultural systems more efficiently.
Tell me about the Dougherty Institute. What is it and what, you know, just give me a little background on that.
Yeah, this institute was founded with a generous donation by the Dougherty Foundation 4 years ago. So the goal is, in a nutshell, to conduct research and policy research towards producing more food with less water. And we act locally here in Nebraska, but also globally through partnerships with institutions in different countries. At the university, we bridge four of the University of Nebraska campuses and do our work through faculty, fellows, and affiliates that are working in different areas related to water and food.
Why do you see data management and the aspects of precision agriculture as so important when it comes to water management for the use of food production?
I think everyone's aware that with impending climate variability, which we're already seeing, you know, and along with the growth of the population, we're going to need to manage the water resources better than we're doing now. And so in an agricultural context, in high production agriculture, for example, using spatial technologies like satellite imagery, sensors, variable rate irrigation systems, high-tech drip irrigation systems, center pivot irrigation systems are ways of being more efficient on applying the water and only applying what is needed to replenish what the plants are using through the evapotranspiration process. So that, coupled with energy, can't forget the energy side of the equation, is going to be the future norm on managing these systems to being more efficient on the water and the energy side.
Tell me some of the topics and presenters that you'll have at the conference this year.
There's a series of panels and sessions. All of this can be seen at the Water for Food website under the schedule for this year's conference, but in a snapshot, there are panels that are conveying people from industry to talk on the industry perspective, panels on philanthropists and funders, and then different plenaries and also sessions on different topics related to data in agriculture and in water. So, for example, the Global Yield Gap and Water Productivity panel will describe that project that's been ongoing for a few years. There'll be a session on how data is used at different scales, from large-scale monitoring of big farms down to smallholder farms in Africa, for example. Sessions on irrigation and improving efficiency. Sessions on health, how water and food and health are intertwined. So there's just a variety of different things all that around the theme of data. Data collection, data analysis, data interpretation. So that's the basis of the conference, and it's being held in Seattle because of, it's also being hosted by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So it's being held up in Seattle this year.
Who are you expecting to attend this conference, and if someone's interested, what should they do?
I think the snapshot of the people who are attending are going to be representatives from funding agencies, representatives from NGOs that are doing work in water and food in different parts of the world, universities, research centers, government agencies. So I think it's going to be quite a mixed crowd.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add that I didn't ask about?
I think this is going to be a great event attended by top-notch people that are doing research and policy work from different parts of the world. So it's a good opportunity for who attends to see what is going on the research and policy side on using data and state-of-the-art applications in agriculture and water resources.
To find out more about the conference or to register, go to waterforfood.nebraska.edu/WFF2014. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.